And this news update is being brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? As well as Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. As well as M3 Wireless for your best choice in internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans. Priced as low as $45 per month. Call or look for more information at m3isp.com. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. Authorities are investigating a family-related shooting that occurred on Sunday evening, May the 10th, at a residence on Purdy Road in Huron County. According to the Sheriff's Office, deputies and emergency responders were dispatched at approximately 8:45 p.m. following reports that a male victim had been shot by his adult son during a domestic dispute. Initial dispatch information indicated the victim had suffered a gunshot wound to the chest. When first responders arrived, they found the victim inside the home with what was later determined to be a single gunshot wound to the left arm. The victim was treated at scene and transported to Harbor Beach Hospital. Investigators later reported the victim was in stable condition. Witnesses told deputies the incident began after an argument inside the residence. During the dispute, the suspect allegedly went upstairs, retrieved a firearm, returned to the living room, and fired a single shot from an estimated distance of 15 to 20 foot. The suspect fled the scene in a gray Pontiac Vibe, and investigators used technology, including flock cameras and cell phone location information, to track the suspect's movements. The vehicle and suspect were eventually located at a gas station in Roseville, approximately 100 miles south of the crime scene. Roseville police officers took the suspect into custody without incident and recovered a Heritage Rough Rider .22 caliber revolver from the vehicle. Investigators reported the revolver contained two shell casings, one of which had been fired. Additional ammunition, a cell phone, and other personal property were also seized as evidence. A search warrant was later executed at the suspect's residence on Purdy Road, where investigators recovered ammunition, a gun case, and other evidence related to the case. During an interview, after being advised of his constitutional rights, the suspect reportedly told investigators he had been having difficulty coping with stress and said he felt he was not in control when the shooting occurred. Authorities also noted some odd behavior that raised concerns. The suspect was lodged in Huron County Jail pending formal charges, and the investigation remains under review by the Huron County Sheriff's Office. A former Sandusky Community School maintenance director is facing multiple felony charges following an investigation into an alleged fraud and misuse of district property. 60-year-old Dwayne Lee Palig was arraigned Thursday in Sanilac County 73A District Court on charges of embezzlement, forgery, and malicious destruction of property. Court records show Palig stood mute during the arraignment, and a judge set bond at $100,000 cash or surety. The charges stem from an investigation that began after Palig's sudden resignation from school district in October of last year. Sandusky police, with assistance from the Michigan State Police, executed two search warrants at a Sandusky residence later that month. Authorities reported recovering property belonging to the Sandusky Community Schools during those searches, although no arrests were made at that time. Palig is scheduled to return to court June 9th for a probable cause conference. If convicted, he He faces potential prison terms ranging from 5 years for malicious destruction of property to 14 years for forgery and 10 years for embezzlement, along with possible restitution, fines, and court costs. And hackers and scammers continue to be a threat not only to businesses and individuals, but also to events. During the last Caseville City meeting, it was reported the scammers have targeted one of the community's events. The Cheeseburger Festival is the backbone of a recently recognized scam. An email is being sent out to vendors wanting them to purchase an available location for vending. That's according to Caseville's police chief, Deborah Hopkins Long. The city's police chief is the only person that deals with vending, and she has not sent out such an email. Hopkins is warning vendors to beware of the scam, and if there are questions about vending, to contact the police office by calling 989-856-3304. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Make the switch to M3 Wireless and enjoy lightning-fast upload and download speeds you can depend on every day. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, gaming online, working from home, or connecting multiple devices, M3 Wireless delivers a smooth and reliable experience without buffering or interruptions. Their network is built for performance, giving you the speed and stability you need to stay connected at all times. From video calls and home offices to movies, music, and more, M3 Wireless keeps everything running seamlessly, proudly serving homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started today. M3 Wireless, strong, reliable internet you can count on.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back with more news. Representative Sharice Davids has introduced a new bipartisan bill aimed at stabilizing rural health care systems facing severe infrastructure challenges. Dubbed the Rural Hospital Revitalization Act, the proposed legislation focuses on creating an interest-free loan program for facility improvements. The funds would be distributed through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Community Facilities Program, offering repayment terms spanning up to 10 years. Supporters of the bill emphasize that easing debt burdens will allow smaller medical facilities to redirect capital towards keeping facilities operational, retaining specialized workers, and ensuring care remains accessible. The initiative arrives amid growing national concerns over closures of critical access hospitals, which frequently force rural residents to travel long distances for emergency and standard medical services. At the Shangri-La Dialogue Defense Forum in Singapore, international defense leaders stressed the critical importance of maintaining cohesive security alliances to counter cross-regional security challenges. Japanese defense minister publicly highlighted that global deterrence is directly dependent on unified cooperation, warning that geopolitical divisions create strategic vulnerabilities that external forces could exploit. The calls for solidarity amid ongoing discussions regarding resource allocations and defense expenditures among Western nations. Despite varying domestic political environments, attending defense ministers from the Indo-Pacific and Europe reiterated their commitment to shared maritime security frameworks and collaborative joint military training operations. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? As well as Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And M3 Wireless, for your best choice in internet service in Thumba, Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.
Sure Health. Making sure our patients are satisfied is our top priority. That's why we are so excited to announce that Sure Health, yes, your local choice for healthcare, was named to the top 20 in the entire country for critical access hospitals. Every year, the National Rural Health Association names the top 20 hospitals in America based on patient satisfaction, and you named us to this exclusive list. And not only were we in the top 20 in the United States, but the only hospital in the entire state of Michigan. So in short, thank you for trusting Sure Health with your health and wellness so much that we are now in the top 1.5% of all critical access hospitals across the entire United States. To begin your journey to better health and ultimate patient satisfaction, go to sure.org to find your primary care provider today. Sure Health, better life. And now, your top 20 critical access hospital in all of America.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.